Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of hand-cooked tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
If you love to be remembered as the person who gives the best birthday gifts, I'm here to tell you that 1-800-Flowers.com is your ultimate birthday gifting destination. 1-800-Flowers has thoughtful and artfully created options that are guaranteed to deliver the best birthday surprise. Shop thousands of unique gifts at 1-800-Flowers.com for exclusive offers and great values. To order today, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council. What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's your boy, Jason McIntyre, Straight Fire for Wednesday, June 30th. And boy, do we have a podcast for you. If you like the NBA, smash that subscribe button, as my young son says. Yes, he started watching some YouTube clips and he's walking around the house saying, smash that like button, Dad. And I'm always cracking up. So I thought I'd incorporate smash that subscribe button, new listeners. Oh my gosh. Not only are we going to talk about the wild and wacky NBA playoffs, Giannis, the latest star to get injured. Trae Young didn't even play last night. And the Hawks rolled the Bucks, but Giannis going down is the bigger news. We'll talk about that. But you guys are going to love today's guest. His name is Cuffs the Legend. He's been on before. One of the most popular NBA guests we've had. We've had almost everybody in the NBA orbit. Still have not gotten Woj on the pod yet. We do go back. We were texting this week. I'm working on it, folks. It's ESPN starting to crack down on who they let come on the podcast. I will just say that. However, we need to, before we get to the Hawks, I just need to pump up my main man Cuffs. First of all, we like on this show and in life, I like to buy value stocks, buy them low before they pop, right? You like to buy low, sell high. I told you guys about Cuffs the Legend a while back. He's been out there, you know, Kevin Durant's in his Instagram mentions. He's friendly with LeBron. He's got an in with the NBA players. I'm just telling you guys, you want to buy an early NBA stock. This guy is funny. He's interesting. He's plugged in. You've got to kind of read between the lines as to what he's saying on some stuff. We talked Brad Beal, Ben Simmons, the Damian Lillard situation in Portland, Paul George, Luka Doncic, Donovan Mitchell. I don't want to go too overboard, but keep an eye on Donovan Mitchell in Utah while he's in Utah. I'll just say that. We'll get to all that later. But I need to start the pod today. You know, oftentimes in sports, we need to seek clarity as to what the hell's happening. And in the NBA playoffs, usually it's pretty clear. The best teams with the best stars usually cut through. Not a ton of surprises in getting to the NBA Finals. Occasionally, yeah, you'll have a Portland break through to the Western Conference Finals. And yes, Atlanta broke through to the Eastern Conference Finals way ahead of schedule. And occasionally have wacky stuff in the playoffs. But usually, by the time of the Finals, you get the best two teams standing, or at least two of the best three teams. Last year, you know, the Miami Heat took down Giannis and the Bucks. It was a bit of a surprise entrant, although they were built for the bubble. Lakers, obviously, LeBron. I mean, LeBron went to the Finals 8 years in a row, okay? Whether it was Miami, whether it was Cleveland, you know, getting back to the Lakers, he's healthy, he's in the Finals. I mean, we are used to standard operating procedure of the stars breaking through. And occasionally stars will have a tough time, but there's five or six stars and they usually get to the Finals. Folks, I wonder if we need to stop expecting and just start appreciating. That ain't happening this year. Let's just appreciate the guys we've got, like Bogdan Bogdanovic. Oh, what an unbelievable. I mean, so Trae Young is ruled out yesterday, okay? And everybody says the Bucks are going to win. I had the Bucks. I had the under. The under hit. The Bucks did not. And what happens? Mike Budenholzer pulling his patented, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know how to get my team fired up. I'm clueless. I'm down 10 in the first quarter. I'm down 15 in the second. I'm down 20 in the third. I mean, like, I just don't know how Bucks brass can look Budenholzer in the eye after a performance like this. You're up 2-1. You've got a chance to step on their throat and go back and close it out in Milwaukee. The Hawks are without their best player. They started Lou Chicken Wings Williams at point guard. The Clippers barely played him in the bubble and banished him. They got him out of town. And the Bucks just could get nothing going at either end. And they got run over. But the big news is, of course, Giannis goes down. And it looked real scary. It looked like he hyperextended it. Maybe worse. He was down for a while. Didn't look like he could walk off. Then you could see him fighting it and saying, no, I want to walk off. He comes back to the bench. Takes a look at the scoreboard. I think they're down like 24. The second Giannis goes out, I think it was a 12-2 Hawks run. And that's a wrap. Then Giannis goes back to the dressing room. And now everybody just waits for the news from Woj about Giannis' status. Is he getting in it? What does the MRI say? We should know sometime today. But the bottom line is, the Bucks should not have been in the position where they were down 10, down 15 with Giannis on the court. Folks, I just need to remind everybody, we even talked about this yesterday. The Bucks had been healthy. What had the Hawks been doing? Getting nothing from their second best player, Bogdan Bogdanovic. His stat is crazy. Bogdanovic last night, 6 of 14 on threes. Unbelievable performance. Where has this been? Well, he's been banged up. Last six games, he made 5 three-pointers total. Early part of this series and the end of the Sixer series. Last six games, Bogdanovic 5 for 26 from deep. Last night, 6 of 14. Where was the defense? I could sit here and waste my time just bashing the hell out of Budenholzer. But Chris Middleton, another egg of a performance. I'm so glad I didn't bet on this guy. And it's so funny. These NBA playoffs, you just flip-flop after every game. Remember, we got to run through Middleton. Oh my gosh, he's so good. The Hawks are better when they run through Middleton. 0 for 7 on threes. 16 points. 6 of 17 shooting. 4 turnovers. Jrue Holiday, starting to come back to reality after first couple good games. 6 of 17 shooting. The bench was laughable. Bobby Portis, who people want to talk up as like a six-man candidate this year. I mean, come on, get out of here. This team is, oh, what a nightmare. And of course, the one Hawks player I bet on, I said, I think John Collins. This was before Trey was ruled out. I bet on John Collins over points. I said, listen, if somebody's going to step up, it's going to be one of their veterans who knows how to get buckets. I'm betting on John Collins. And of course, he did nothing. Lou Williams was really good, 21 points. And the Hawks win. And now we wait for Giannis. And folks, if Giannis is out for the rest of the series and Trae Young is able to return, the Hawks are going to the NBA Finals. And I don't want to call these the fraudulent NBA playoffs, but let's just let reality sink in for a minute. The Suns were supposed to close out the Clips on Monday night. They're at home. They come out, lay a colossal egg, and now they got to go to LA for Game 6 tonight. The Bucks were supposed to put their foot on the throat of the Hawks and go up 3-1 and go back and close it out in Milwaukee. They vomit all over themselves in the first half, going to halftime down 13, and then Giannis might have shredded his knee. I don't know. It did not look good. I'm hopeful Giannis is able to return. I hope I did not put the injury hex on the Bucks, as some of you guys claimed on social media last night, because I've been talking about how healthy the Bucks have been. Can you trust anybody left in these NBA playoffs? But the answer is no. I'm sorry. You cannot trust the Clippers. Anytime you expect the Clippers to show up, they poop all over themselves. I am 100% betting on the Phoenix Suns tonight to close out the series in LA. Everybody's back on the Clippers. Everybody's on the Suns last game. I'm riding the Suns again. Suns will win tonight. Everybody thought the Bucks had this, and the Hawks just put a beatdown on them. And frankly, I don't know if the Bucks can close them out. If Giannis is not 100%, I mean, really, I don't know what is the option.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Without Giannis, I mean, you're looking at a front line of Brooke Lopez and PJ Tucker. I mean, are you rolling with Pat Connaughton? Bryn Forbes has been on a milk carton since that opening round series against the Heat. The Bucks are just not a very good team without Giannis. Can Middleton and Holiday get you home? They sure as shit could not do it in game four. So I have little faith at all in the Bucks. I do think the Suns close it out tonight, but listen, hey. Ghastly. Anyways, without further ado, let's get to our guest. You know him as Cuffs the Legend. Now, I do want to say, we recorded this on Tuesday before Hawks Bucks. So we did not get into Giannis, did not get too much into Trae Young. He referred to last night a lot. You know, we recorded this Tuesday, and he was referring to the Paul George game. We talked about that. I think you guys will like this. So without further ado, here is Cuffs the Legend on the NBA offseason, which looks like, folks, it's going to be complete and utter madness. Look, we're all adults here, and I know some of us choose to use nicotine to relax, focus, or just unwind after a long day. Lucy is a modern oral nicotine company that makes nicotine gum, lozenges, and pouches for adults who are looking for the best, most responsible way to consume their nicotine. It's a new year. Why not start it out by switching to a new nicotine product that you can feel good about? If you enjoy using nicotine, you should definitely check out Lucy's products at lucy.co. That's lucy.co and use promo code FIRE at checkout. Also, I have to read this disclaimer. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Remember, if you are interested in a better way to use nicotine, visit lucy.co and be sure to use that promo code FIRE.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You know a guy.
Jason likes to think he knows everything when it comes to sports.
I know what sports fans want.
But for everything he doesn't, he knows a guy who does.
Let's just say I know a guy who knows a guy who knows another guy.
All right, let's welcome into Straight Fire. I would say back by popular demand, because we did have him on a couple months back, and the reaction was enormous. A lot of people listening to what he has to say. He's famous on the internet. He's got Kevin Durant in his mentions on the IG. He is Cuffs the Legend. Real name Brandon. We won't mention his last name now. But Cuffs, good to have you back, man.
Man, I'm glad to be back, Jason. Glad to be back.
Yeah, yeah. You know, we like to get in early and buy stock early in people. And obviously, we like the cut of your jib. And so we wanted to have you back. NBA playoffs in full swing. Let's start with the Clippers, if you don't mind. Paul George, go.
Man, Paul George is the most fascinating. It's like the Dos Equis commercial. He's the most interesting man in the world right now. Like, he really is the most interesting basketball player. I've never seen anything like this, like how he can go from, I mean, it's so crazy where, like, last night was one of the greatest performances we've ever seen in that situation, back against the wall, elimination game. He hits 41, you know, on the road. But like I mentioned on Twitter last night, the pressure is right back on him within 24 hours to do it again. And I just feel like he kind of dug himself a hole a couple of years ago when he gave himself the nickname, as we all know, Playoff P. But, I mean, to keep it real with you, Jason, it's starting to look like he might be telling us the truth. He might be Playoff P in spurts.
Wow.
In spurts.
See, that's the thing. He's not consistent. And I want to go back to when he was a Pacer. And I'll never forget that the series. He went toe-to-toe with LeBron when LeBron was on the Heatles.
Yeah.
And Cuffs, you remember that Paul George was like ascending at like 25. He exceeded all expectations coming out of what, Fresno?
Fresno State, yeah.
This guy was like a late lottery pick. And he was, at the time, you know, I thought he was the top 10 player in the league.
I mean, skill-wise,
right?
if we just talk about skill-wise and his toolbox offensively, I mean, I put him in the same echelon with Kevin Durant. I mean, he's a slightly below Kevin Durant, but he can do anything on the basketball court. I mean, he can get to his spots. He got a mid-range game. He can handle the ball really well. I mean, his change of direction is elite. He can score from all three waves, and he's one of the most talented offensive players we've seen in the league. Like you said, I think it's all mental, and it's the same thing I tell with kids that I train and I coach. Like, the game is – if you had to quantify it, man, I would say basketball is probably 70% mental. I'm saying for the guys that already have the physical tools, like, it's so much of a mental game, man. And I just feel like sometimes he overthinks the game. Like, he overthinks certain situations. He overthinks certain moments. And I actually think Paul George, because I actually seen him at the hotel at the All-Star game. He's kind of like a real laid-back, reserved dude, man. And I think he's kind of a shy guy, his personality. I think he's more of an introverted, shy guy. And I think that sometimes comes back to bite him in certain pressure moments. But I found myself rooting for Paul George, man, because he's been getting all the slander for years now. Everybody's making jokes on Twitter.
The thing. Let's try to get to the root of it. What, besides giving himself the nickname, was it forcing his way out of Indiana? Was it, you know, the cigars with Russell Westbrook after he said no to the Lakers and kind of stayed in OKC?
Yeah.
And that was it, leaving to play with Kawhi Leonard? Was it hitting the side of the backboard in the bubble? And I got one more question on that. Like, you said the mental aspect. Everybody wanted to give Kevin Love a pass when he said, man, mentally, you know, I've got all these, you know, problems and issues and I'm overthinking stuff and anxiety, whatever. Everybody gave him a pass. And now Paul George says the same thing in the bubble, and it's like, oh, he's soft. He's not built for it. What is that exactly?
That's a good assessment, man, because Kevin Love did come out and say that about his mental health issues. And Paul George blatantly came out in the bubble, like you said, and said, yo, bro, I'm dealing with demons. I'm fighting demons. And it's like, it's the same exact thing Kevin Love said, but I feel like the expectations of Paul George are so high. And I said this on Twitter recently, that I think sometimes we criticize Paul George because we see how talented he really is. Like, we see what he can be. Like, we see him as, like I said, he's so skilled. Like, he showed us last night that it's only a handful of players in the whole world that can do what he did last night. You know, like, that type of performance in that situation. But it's like you said, the inconsistency part is what we always look at. Like, damn, why can't he just do this on a consistent night in, night out basis? Because if you ask me right now, Paul George is a legit number one. Like, he's really silenced,
yeah.
He's really silenced a lot of critics in this playoff run. This is one of the best playoff runs, regardless of outcome. Like he said, regardless of outcome, you know, regardless of what goes down in the next two games, I feel like Paul George has really he's really saved his face in a lot of regards, man, as far as his legacy.
Is there an element of house money here? Hey, man, every time we're down 0-2 against Dallas, we're down 0-2 against Utah, you know, we're down 3-1 against – like, I didn't give Ty Lue enough respect. Maybe – I've always been a Paul George guy. You bash him when he's awful and he misses free throws. That's fine. Happens to everybody, but – how much of this is Paul George and how much is Ty Lue? Because, you know, Cuffs, I haven't been the biggest Ty Lue proponent. I'm sure you're going to come after me. I did have an NBA assistant coach say, listen, Jay, you're being too hard on Ty Lue. He texted me that, and I was like, okay, maybe, man, I'm a little harsh. I don't know, man. He's had LeBron and Kawhi. And now what he's done with Kawhi gone, with Ibaka gone, Zubac, I was impressed last night.
Man, elimination game Ty Lue is a different animal, man. Elimination game. I think he's 10-2, right? 10-2 in elimination games.
10-2, yes, sir. Yeah.
So you 10-2 in elimination games. I think a lot of that speaks volumes of the personality of Ty Lue more than the actual X and O's and just drawing up plays, because he is pretty good out of timeouts as far as his play calling and stuff. But I mean, even during the course of the game, like Paul George, Ty Lue went to a zone last night, I think. He went to a zone last night, and that kind of stifled the Suns a little bit.
Yeah, Chris Paul could not get his favorite shot. No elbow jumper, no membrane. He just couldn't do anything.
So I think Ty Lue deserves a lot of credit for just being a resilient coach, because a lot of times you can see your coach panic. At any level of basketball, I don't care if it's middle school, high school, college, pro, you can see a good player or certain players on the team can sense when their coach is panicking. Just like when Shaq dubbed Stan Van Gundy the master of panic a couple years back. like it's certain guys where you can kind of see them on the sideline. And Frank Vogel, I mean, not to discredit Frank Vogel, but Frank Vogel kind of shows that body language sometimes, even in these playoffs, where it's like, man, I have no idea what's going on over here. But Ty Lue has that poker face, and I think his team feeds off of that energy. And those guys never quit, man. They always battle. So I think this series is more than likely going 7 games, Jason.
Woo! All right. Well, let me ask you about Frank Vogel.
Let me say this, though.
Okay, go ahead.
In my heart, I feel like it's going to go 7 just because of the way it's looking. But I'm also thinking, man, like the basketball gods are very petty. They're very petty. So you got to look at this game last night. Like everything went wrong for the Suns last night. They could possibly go wrong. Like they just played a clunky game. It was ugly.
DeAndre Ayton did not show up.
He didn't show up at all. Like he looked like Yinka Darre last night.
What a Yinka. I haven't heard a Yinka Darre reference in a while. Man, nicely done.
Man, he was terrible last night. I mean, if you look at the size advantage that he had, he should have really had 20 and 20 last night. No Zubac in there for the Clippers. But I think it can be a situation where the basketball gods have set us up, Jason, for Chris Paul to eliminate the Clippers on their home floor in Staples. I think we might get. I hope that's what we get, because I'm rooting for Chris Paul. You know, the North Carolinian, the connection. But
yeah,
oh man, it's a lot of drama now. It's spicy. It's real spicy now, Jason.
Speaking of spicy, I should add that Paul George in game 4 at home was 5 for 20, 1 of 9 on threes, and was all around awful.
Listen, I'm
not going to hammer. I know that could easily happen in the next game. But I want to ask about Vogel, because, you know, listen, you've made no secret. Obviously, you're a LeBron guy, and LeBron, by all accounts, wanted Ty Lue.
Yes.
Right? He wanted Ty Lue. What happened? What do you know about what happened that hasn't been reported?
Man, I can't really speak on a certain things that happened with the Lakers coaching search that year. But I really think that it wasn't just a LeBron situation where LeBron wanted his guy that he's been in a foxhole with and he's won the championship. In my opinion, the greatest championship we've ever seen, that 3-1 comeback against the 73-9 and the Live Warriors. But I just think Ty Lue was so – like his presence would have been – perfect for Anthony Davis and LeBron and those other guys. I just feel like it's a certain connection certain guys have with certain coaches you can't explain. Like we're seeing with Monty Williams right now with that young Phoenix team with Chris Paul. It's just a certain wavelength guys are on, and it's a chemistry with their coach you can't explain, man. And that's beautiful at all levels. But like I don't think Vogel is a bad coach at all. I mean, they won a championship, you know, last year, but sometimes you can win a championship despite your coach. And I think a lot of fans don't realize that.
Okay, let's back up. So Ty Lue wins the title beating the 73-win Warriors, right? They come back from 3-1. Then the Cavs fire him the next year because, you know, 6 games in, they're like, hey, we're tanking. Ty Lue's like, fine, get me out of here. How come no other team in the league jumped at Ty Lue? And he had no other offers other than the Lakers, which had LeBron at that point.
Because to answer that question, man, to be quite frankly honest with you, a lot of these front office people do not understand basketball, bro. Like they have suits on, they got the Armani suits on, they sit in the boardroom. They don't really watch certain intricate details, whether it's coaching or a strategy. Like, they don't see certain things, man. You see it all the time with these retread coaches that keep getting these same jobs. Like, they get fired from this job and they have a net. Like, Ty Lue, I don't think it, I don't want to say it was a racial thing because we do have a disparate, you know, a disparate. Like, we have a bad situation right now with the amount of African American coaches in the league, man. But I mean, that guy with his pedigree, that you would think there's no way in the world he would be an assistant coach on Doc Rivers' staff. I mean, he's already done that before.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, he won.
And that was that, but, so everybody's asking me, why are you so down on Ty? And I, you know, maybe this was a bit harsh to me, but I was like, listen, I know he won the title with LeBron, but Cuffs, like, no other team. I mean, there was at least, I'm going to guess, 10 teams that had new coaches and they could have gone after Ty Lue. And I don't remember any of them going after him. So it, and you could be right about the front office stuff. Look at the Utah Jazz. They fire their guy this week, Dennis Lindsay. And that's like an underreported story. Apparently, you know, they're worried about Donovan Mitchell. But look, I don't know how plugged in you are.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I've heard about that. But the NBA is also, just like other industries in this world, the music business, the NBA is no different as far, it's a country club aspect to every conglomerate. Like, the NBA is no different, man. So we see Flip Saunders. I think it was a Flip Saunders' son that was the coach for the Wolves. They gave him the job. But you see how quick that was over? Like, then we see the next, we see Lloyd Pierce, who I consider, that's one of my good friends, a guy I look up to, a mentor. But Lloyd Pierce, he wasn't really given a fair shake with the Hawks. I mean, they had injuries. They had all type of situations going on within that team that a lot of people don't know about. But Nate
McMillan. Well, the Trae Young, can you speak about the Trae Young stuff? Because, you know, if you don't get along with a star in the league, we know you're in trouble.
Yeah, it's like, it's kind of like going back to Doug Collins and Michael Jordan. Like, coaches going to bump heads with their star players sometimes. But I feel like every situation is different. And sometimes, depending on your race, you know, you might get a shorter leash. I mean, just keep it real with you. Like, some black coaches get a shorter leash, and we've seen that for a long time. Just like we've seen on Twitter for the last 2 years where, you know, if a black coach gets fired, is they just say he's fired most time. But if the white coach gets fired, is they mutually parted ways. Like, that's a crazy thing to me, and a lot of people are starting to notice that. But, I mean, I think Ty Lue, man, like, his resume is solidified. I just feel like he has more respect in the locker room than a lot of coaches that have a better resume than him, to be honest. Like, I feel like players respect Ty Lue more than Doc Rivers, as we can see by how the Clippers are responding to him. Like, this is the same roster pretty much. I mean, he got a couple young guys, Terrence Mann, Reggie Jackson, who is looking like he won a max contract.
Your
right
guy.
Now.
Yeah. Franchise player, Reggie. I want to stay on the coaches, but I have to, because you mentioned Reggie Jackson. If you are the Knicks or the Heat and you need a point guard, are you going after Lonzo Ball or Reggie Jackson?
Man, Reggie Jackson has made himself a lot of money. And because I remember back when LeBron's first year in Miami, I think it was 2011 when they had the draft, and Pat Riley really wanted Reggie Jackson coming out of Boston College. Like, he was really high on Reggie Jackson. And I think Oklahoma City picked him 24th that year, a couple picks ahead of Miami, so he didn't get to fall to Miami. But I think Pat Riley's still enamored by Reggie Jackson, and that could be a good quality fit because Dragic is getting older, and I don't think the Heat really have a lot of confidence in Kendrick Nunn like they did a year ago. So I think Reggie Jackson has a lot of leverage in free agency, man. Like, Reggie Jackson and Cameron Payne are two of the most beautiful stories I've seen in this playoff. It's like redemption story because Reggie Jackson, listen, Jason, you know as I know, you're a basketball purist. Like, 2 or 3 weeks ago, Reggie Jackson was still getting slandered like he's always been for years. Like, he's totally rewritten his whole.
Well, this is a guy. Remember, in OKC, Reggie Jackson basically was like butting heads with Westbrook, saying, listen, I should be playing over Westbrook. And eventually they got sick of it. They got him out of town. They're like, go to Detroit. And then he goes to Detroit and he's like, this should be my team. They give him all the money. And then next thing you know, they buy him out a couple years later. Like, and I'm with you. Like, I did a podcast on the redemption of Reggie Jackson simply because in life, a lot of people got to go through this.
Yeah,
like, there are going to be tough times. Reggie Jackson came out, like you said, first round pick. He was supposed to be the guy. And maybe now he's all grown up at, 28, 29 years old.
So do you think the Clippers are going to give Reggie Jackson that bag and bring him back to L.A.? And then they can
I don't think they can afford him.
But what if Kawhi Leonard walks and goes to Portland, though?
Oh, all right. Wait, wait, wait. Time out. We need to back up. Oh, no, Portland. Okay, Portland. You backed up. Kawhi Leonard walking, going to Portland. Yeah, he's going to go to Portland, I'm sure. So hold up, hold up.
You never know with Kawhi Leonard.
And we got, listen, we got Ben Simmons to get to, Dame Lillard, Bradley Beal. But okay, let's go to Portland. This whole Chauncey Billups hiring thing is mind-blowing to me. And, you know, the Portland fans are outraged because of some alleged sexual assault that might have happened 23 years ago.
Oh,
And now they're pinning it on Damian Lillard, and they're angry at him. And Dame is like throwing his hands up like, I'm done with you people. I can't handle this. You know, Chauncey Billups is supposed to be that Ty Lue type guy, right?
Yeah,
where he gets along with the players. What do you see happening with Dame Lillard in Portland?
I mean, if I had one wish, it would be Damian Lillard to go to the Lakers and play with LeBron and AD. Like, I would probably sacrifice one of my family members. I would trade in one of my family members right now to get Dame on the Lakers. But I know that's a long shot. But Dame, man, I think he's very loyal. That's one thing I can say about Dame. Like, I've had a few conversations with Dame. He followed me on Twitter for a long time. Damian Lillard is very loyal, but my only fear with Damian Lillard is I hope he doesn't become too loyal like Kevin Garnett did with Minnesota for all those years.
Mm.
That's the best way I can describe it. Like, I hope his loyalty doesn't override the reality and the pressure, because I think he's going to start to feel that pressure because we know how talented he is, and it just feels like he belongs in these moments. Like, it just feels like, like that moment that Paul George has last night, we've seen Damian Lillard have those moments like in the first round series or even the second round series. But I want to see Dame on the highest stage in the conference finals, in the finals. And just like Chris Paul, like I'm probably going to cry if Chris Paul make it to the finals, bro. I know what he's been through.
You are a Chris Paul guy.
Yeah, I know what he's been through, man. And it's like with Dame, like I don't want to see Dame waste a lot of his golden years in Portland and then, like, they've done a decent job of putting certain guys around him. CJ, him and CJ have the best chemistry in any backcourt to me. Nurkic is pretty good on the inside. But I just feel like it's like the Portland Trailblazers have always been that dish that you bring to Thanksgiving that's always missing, like, an ingredient. Like, oh, it's missing something. Like, they always missing something, like, every season. So, Chauncey Billups, I think he's going to be the right guy for that job. I just don't know how long Dame – is going to remain patient because he's starting to hear the rumblings, man. When you start to hear those whispers from the fans, see, the pressure always comes from the fans, bro. Because those guys, read Twitter. They read the timeline more than anybody.
But that's the thing, Cuffs. Should they? Like,
there are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
What's the value in that? Who cares what some of these fans think? Who really gives a rip? What some
Durant.
Of these uneducated buffoons, you know, these guys have like, silly avatars and, you know, dogs and all this stuff. Like, who cares what these people think? I know Kevin Durant does, but
Kevin
you brought
Durant
up Kevin Garnett.
Kevin Durant cares.
Kevin Durant does. Yes. Yeah, I don't know why, but he does. So Kevin Garnett, Minnesota, I just looked this up. He was a 10-time All-Star and a league MVP.
Yep.
Okay. I don't know if Dame's been a 10-time All-Star and he has not won an MVP. Kevin Garnett was traded for Ryan Gomes, Gerald Green, Al Jefferson, Theo Ratliff, Bassey Telfair, and a first-round pick.
Howie Roberts.
Are you kidding me? Why couldn't Dame go to the Lakers for Kuzma, Schroeder in a sign-and-trade, THT, and any other picks that the Lakers are able to give up?
That's a good question, man.
How is that that much different than the Kevin Garnett deal?
It's not different at all. So I'm actually hoping that happens, man, so I can enjoy this Lakers championship in the middle of the ocean next summer. I really hope what you just said. I hope what you just said happens. And I got love for Kuzma, man. I got love for THT. Like, I love those guys. But they're the only trade asset that the Lakers have at this moment. So I feel like it's going – we've reached a crossroads this summer, man, with the Lakers. We've reached a crossroads as far as – I think we're going to see some explosive moves from Rob Pelinka, man. Rob.
Dame is pie in the sky, bit of a pipe dream. CJ McCollum could be had for much less.
I don't know
how many times CJ McCollum's been an All-Star, but let's be real. He is a good player. He fits with LeBron and AD because he can shoot, but I don't know. Is CJ McCollum a $30 million guy?
I mean, in this marketplace, he definitely is because – he's guaranteed 21, 22 points a game, 23 a game, I think. So, I mean, he's on that second tier of star player. Like, he's never made an All-Star game.
Second
but
or third?
Second, third what?
Second or third tier. Like, Jamal Murray is probably second tier.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like CJ McCollum is right there on that tier of players with Jamal Murray. Because, I mean, some nights CJ can give you 35 or 40. So, I think he would mesh pretty well with LeBron and AD with his spacing. He can create his own shot. I mean, he can get to any spot on the
floor. I mean, he doesn't play any defense.
No, he doesn't play any defense, and that's one thing that would concern me if he came to the Lakers. I just think the Lakers need to go all in, man, and they just need to go all in, and it's really
– yeah.
I don't think it's really a situation where the Lakers need – they don't necessarily need a third star, man. I just think they need reliable shooters and reliable role players, bro.
Yeah, and they were unreliable. Kuzma, a big fan, but the dude's unreliable.
If you love to be remembered as the person who gives the best birthday gifts, I'm here to tell you that 1-800-Flowers.com is your ultimate birthday gifting destination. 1-800-Flowers has thoughtful and artfully created options that are guaranteed to deliver the best birthday surprise. Shop thousands of unique gifts at 1-800-Flowers.com for exclusive offers and great values. To order today, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Let's move to another Laker target, Bradley Beal. And I will come back to Ben Simmons because I think there's a chance of that. I don't know if it's a fit. But Bradley Beal has not committed to the Wizards. They don't have a coach as of now. They might be going to Bradley Beal and saying, who can we get to make you to stay? Answer is probably nobody. But if Bradley Beal says, I want out and I want to go to the Lakers, he's got 1 year left before he hits free agency, who can stop him from saying, I want to go to the Lakers and don't trade for me, Boston or whoever, because I'm not signing there? Because Anthony Davis did the same damn thing. Why can't Bradley Beal do that and can LeBron get him to do that?
Yeah, a lot of that comes down to your agency and what type of agent you have as well. And what type of personality the player has, because you know when you do that, when you make that demand, you're going to deal with the backlash. And some players are not accustomed to that backlash because they've always been seen as, like Bradley Beal has always had a pristine image in the media as far as everything. Like he's never really been viewed as a bad guy or been viewed as a villain by any means. So if he were to come out like tomorrow and say, we saw a headline tomorrow on our notifications that said Bradley Beal has requested a trade from the Wizards, we'll be like, oh man, like we didn't really see that coming because that guy has always been loyal, just like Dame in Portland, he's been loyal. But there is another guy that I probably would sacrifice one of my family members for to be on the Lakers. I'll take Bradley Beal. I mean, he's high on my list. If you had to give me a top three, he's definitely on the top three of.
Dude, he's perfect. He's perfect for LeBron. Now you just mentioned the interesting thing about the agent. We've seen some guys say, I want to demand a trade. I want to do this. And they get hated by the idiots on social media and some of the newspaper guys and those ink-stained wretches who cover the league go in on the players. But guess what? 6 months later, when they got a title, how does it feel? Anthony Davis. How does it feel? Well, James Harden doesn't have the title, but he's happy as a clam in Brooklyn. You know, some of these guys, when they get what they want, it ends up fine. So if you can deal with the short-term pain, the long-term gain is great. Kevin Durant going to Golden State, then going to Brooklyn, right?
Yeah, you're right. So like I said, I think the guy that's more likely to be a Laker out of all these superstars that we're mentioning, like Bradley Beal, Damian Lillard, the guy that I think has a decent chance of being a Laker. Not, I'm not saying this summer, but I'm saying in the next year or so, would be Russell Westbrook.
Oh, Cuffs, come on, dude. What, you would take Russell Westbrook over Ben Simmons? Are you joking or serious?
No, I'm saying this is not like, I'm not saying I want him on the Lakers. I'm just saying that's a possibility, I think, with his connection to L.A., like his relationship with LeBron and A.D. Those guys are pretty solid. They're pretty cool, man. I don't know, man. Rob Pelinka has a tough job. He got the toughest job of any executive this offseason because that championship window is small for the Lakers right now.
Yes.
And they have really got to mash the gas and rectify the mistakes they made in free agency the last couple of years. Not just free agency.
Well, wait. Now, like, wait. Cuffs. Hold up. Cuffs. Did they make mistakes? Because up 2-1 on the Suns, everybody and their mom thought that series was over. If AD doesn't go down, Lakers roll the Suns, right? Maybe 4-1.
This is what I tell people a lot of times, man. You can win an NBA title with a flawed roster. Like, you don't have to have this perfect roster. Like, the Lakers won last year in the bubble, and if you really look at the Lakers roster, their roster had a lot of weaknesses on it, a lot of
– KCP was, like, their third best player.
Yeah, like, they had a lot of – it was a flawed roster, and they still pulled it off. So, just like you watching this year, I agree. If the Lakers were healthy and Anthony Davis was in top shape, I don't think any series would have went longer than six games against anybody. That's including Brooklyn. If the Lakers
would would have crushed Denver, yeah.
Yeah, the Lakers would have been fully healthy all season and just had the season that they thought they were going to have as far as having everybody available. I think they would have just blown right through this playoffs. But man, it's the war of attrition, like what they all say. And yeah. If we look at this championship we're about to have, I think we're more likely going to get the Bucks and the Suns, but nobody predicted that. And I think that neither one of those teams are the best team in the NBA this year. They're the healthiest team. So that's how it all plays out. Every single season is different, man. And I think this season is like the wildest we've ever seen as far as guys getting injured. Stars.
Cuff, let me know. I need to know your thoughts on Ben Simmons, who, I mean, I'm team Ben Simmons. I'm a fan. I think this is a great buy low opportunity for somebody. Where are you on Ben Simmons?
Ben Simmons, I'm actually rooting for Ben Simmons. He's another guy that's getting a lot of scrutiny on social media. It's bad. I mean, it's bad right now for Ben, but I think, you know, he has to really get in the gym. I don't know if he got to call a lethal shooter or whoever, but like
you're killing that guy.
No, and this is my thing about it. Like if you're on social media every day, man, and you're saying you're the best basketball, like you're the best shooting coach in the world, who needs a shooting coach more than Ben Simmons right now? I mean, he doesn't need anything else. Like Ben Simmons was born to play defense, bro. Like if you just look at his physical attributes, like he's a defensive dynamo. Like I would put him on, you could put him on anybody in the league other than Trae Young probably, and he can do a good job. Probably Steph will give him trouble too. But man, Ben Simmons is such an enigma, man, because I honestly feel like he was thrust into being a point guard because his court vision was so great in high school and he was able to just have the ball in high school and just come down and just do what he wanted to do. And a lot of his court vision is based on the fact that he's scared to shoot, though, if you get what I'm saying. Like some guys have court vision where it's like I can really break down the defense. Like a Trae Young, for example. Trae Young is a great passer. Everybody eats. Everybody eats on the Hawks when Trae Young is out there. Like he's going to give you 40 and he might have 15 assists as well. But he's looking for guys because that's a part of his game. He has an IQ to really feel where guys are in certain spots. But I feel like Ben Simmons, he plays what I call like hot potato basketball, where it's like I don't want any – if you notice certain parts of the game, he doesn't even look at the rim when he has the ball. That's a problem for me. And Rondo –
Do you think the hacking got to him?
Yeah, it's definitely in his subconscious, man. I feel like he's starting to really think about those free throws, and he doesn't look forward to going to the foul line. And that's one way you can assess any player, whether they're young or an NBA player, man. Like, you got to want to go to the foul line. Like, I coach kids at all type of age groups, and you got certain kids on your team that when your team is in the double bonus and there's 30 seconds left in the game and we're trying to seal this win, you got certain players on your team who are trying to get the inbounds pass because they want to shoot those free throws because they know, you know, I practice these shots all the time. I just feel like Ben is just not confident in his skill set, and he does have time to rectify that. So I feel like he's just in a situation, man, to keep it real with you, Jason. The pressure from the Philly fans, we know they were one of the most fickle Philadelphia sports fans. I mean, I don't want to take any backlash, but I got to keep it real. There are some of the most fickle fans on earth in any sport.
Yeah.
So if Ben Simmons was in Minnesota or maybe even Utah right now going through these same struggles, I feel like certain fans in that fan base would be more patient. But when you're in Philadelphia, we saw how they did Carson Wentz. We seen how they done like pretty much every star in Philly except for Allen Iverson. Allen Iverson could do no wrong, but man, Ben Simmons, bro, like I just feel like it's time for a change of scenery, Jason. Just to answer your question completely, I think it's time for a change of scenery, and we might see Ben in Minnesota, man.
Yeah. So somebody mentioned to me that he doesn't feel safe right now in Philly and he's getting some threats. So, I don't think it's going to end well there for him. I just want to point out, though, this is a guy who had a triple double in the closeout game against Washington. And you're right. The confidence is not there against Atlanta. It was an awful series. Is it a stretch? And again, Ben Simmons has never won an MVP or been to the finals. But LeBron's series against the Mavs in the finals when he was with the Heat, all of a sudden, something happened. He just wasn't LeBron, wasn't being aggressive. I felt like there was a hint of that from Ben Simmons against the Hawks. I don't know. You want to laugh at that? Agree a little bit? I don't.
Yeah, we just gunshot. Like in the basketball world, like people who like hands on with players, we call that being gunshot. Like Ben Simmons didn't. It's not that he didn't trust his jump shot, because we all know he don't really trust his three ball more than anything. But if you go back and watch those, I know it's summer league. I know it's pickup ball. But we've seen those videos floating around the last couple weeks with Ben Simmons in the last couple summers playing pickup ball and shooting from everywhere. So yeah, that shows you that he can actually shoot a basketball. So that's not in question. Yeah. The part that's in question is upstairs, like the mental aspect of shooting a basketball and saying, okay, I've missed three shots in a row. Because everybody can shoot when they hit a couple, and like they make every other shot. But when you start missing two or three in a row, then you find out who's really a mentally tough player, who has that mindset, that J.R. Smith mindset, as I call it, where it's like, hey, I feel like I'm gonna make every shot. And that's the only thing that's separating Ben Simmons from other guys right now, is that has his same body style, his same characteristics physically. He just does not trust himself. And the Philly fans, that pressure, imagine not trusting yourself and second guessing and doubting yourself, and then living in that fan base, around that fan base, it's tough, man.
Yeah, not healthy. All right, we can wrap up on two guys. I'm enamored with the Zion Williamson idea that maybe he does not sign the rookie extension because he's so unhappy. We're starting to hear rumblings, right, that his family doesn't like the situation there. Stan Van Gundy's gone. We don't know what happens with Lonzo, with Hart. What do you, any read on Zion? I think it would be awesome for him to play the villain and just say, I'm out. Thanks, guys. I'm done here. I'm gonna go elsewhere. Nobody's ever done it. No, like, high drafted rookie's ever done it. Do you think there's any chance he does that?
Yeah, I think it's a good chance that we will see Zion Williamson. This is me. This is my random going out on a limb. You probably can play this back in a couple years, but I think Zion Williamson will be a New York Knick at some point. With RJ Barrett. Like, they have a great friendship from their time at Duke. And I just think the New York Knicks are building something as far as, like, for young players. If you notice, like, most of their good players this year were younger guys other than Derrick Rose and Taj Gibson and a couple other vets. But the Knicks are building something, but they have a certain energy about them. And I think guys like Zion Williamson are taking notice. I even think Damian Lillard is taking notice to what the Knicks are doing. Because we saw how electric Madison Square Garden was in that first round series with the Hawks, man. Like, a lot of players around the league are starting to look at New York. Like, that's a premium free agent destination. And it wasn't that, like, even a year or two ago. Because I still feel like in my heart, Kevin Durant and Kyrie should have went to the Knicks instead of Brooklyn. As far as, like, the way they would be loved in the city. Because if you look at the ticket sales for the playoffs, for example, you can sit lower level at the Brooklyn Nets in the first round, second round series for a couple hundred. Those same exact seats for the first round matchup with the Hawks were, the lowest ticket was like 1500 for the lowest nosebleeds. So the New York Knicks will always run the city. So I think even if the Brooklyn Nets win a title or two, it'll never be looked at the same way as bringing a title to the Knicks. You get what I'm saying? So
yeah, I'm wondering, though, how much of this has to do with the Leon Rose move? What do you know about him?
Man, Leon Rose is a basketball mind. And that's why I think the Knicks have had this resurgence, because they got basketball people in the building. Leon Rose, World Wide West, Coach Tibbs. I mean, he's going to be hard-nosed. So that's why I say a guy like Zion Williamson in New Orleans, those guys are looking at other teams, man, like, hold on, man, I like the energy there. Because players want to be around that vibe. They want to be around a certain vibe, a certain locker room, the fan base, the energy of the fan base. And when you watch the Pelicans games, man, like, I just cannot get with the Pelicans for some reason. I don't know if it's the mascot. I don't know if it's the uniforms. Like, I can't get with the Pelicans.
Yeah. I mean, listen, Anthony Davis left there and Zion's going to leave. I mean, you just wonder if they turn to the Seattle Sonics in a couple years. I read some crazy stat that they've never paid the luxury tax, and now they've got Josh Hart and Lonzo this summer. And it's like, I mean, if you lose those two guys, I know you're going super young, but you're not making the playoffs next year.
No, and I don't see – I just don't see them building I just don't see them building a franchise that's like able to compete for a championship. And I could tell Zion wants to win. Like, he's a young kid, but you could tell he wants to win. Just like LaMelo Ball in Charlotte. LaMelo Ball, you could tell he plays winning basketball.
Yeah.
Like, he's not just there for the highlights and like some guys in the league who want to just, you know, get a nice highlight package so they can get paid. Like, Zion Williamson really wants to win, man.
Let's wrap up on Luka Doncic, who, you know, for my money, if I'm starting a team tomorrow in the NBA and I get first overall pick, age matters. I'm taking Luka Doncic. I mean, I know you might go KD, Harden, and I get that. That's fine. I think Luka elevates the play of everyone. I know he hasn't gotten out of the first round, although I'm sure, listen, Cuffs, that supporting cast is rivals what LeBron had in 07 when he went to the finals, you know, with the Cavs. Fine, maybe not that bad. But on that level, who's going to Dallas? Can Luka get anybody there? Can this Nike guy, I don't know much about him, what maybe you know some stuff. Can Jason Kidd, like, what's going to happen in Dallas this offseason?
I agree with you on Luka, man. If I had to pick a player to be my franchise player, it would definitely be him, because that was my pick, my preseason pick for MVP. I thought Luka was going to have an MVP year. And I think he's going to win multiple MVPs before it's all said and done. Man, but to answer your question, man, bro, that's tough. I don't think Dallas will have a hard time attracting free agents. Because Mark Cuban, I mean, you've seen what he's done with the organization, all the way down to the locker rooms, to the team playing. Like, he makes the accommodations very sweet and the amenities very sweet for players. But I just think, honestly, I think the perfect running mate for Luka would have been Giannis if he wouldn't have signed that extension with Milwaukee. Yeah. That would have been a really good – because Luka has to play with a guy – who doesn't really need the ball in his hands, because we all know that Luka Doncic has one of the highest usage rates in the NBA. He has the ball in his hands the majority of the time. And that's why I feel like Porzingis, we've seen the stories in the last couple days. I mean, honestly, we've been hearing the rumblings for a while, but they said those two guys do not like each other at all. They do not like each other. And you can kind of see it on the court, man. Like, there's no real rapport with those two guys. So I feel like, for one, Dallas has to find a nice trade package for Porzingis. Because I tweeted this probably when – I want to say the first year Porzingis came to Dallas. And I started to see it. And I was like, they got to find a way to move Porzingis before the jig is up. Like, before his value diminishes. Because we started to see Porzingis' value diminish compared to what it was when he was in New York.
Yeah.
So that's why I say a lot of these front office guys – some of them make the move a little too late, like a year or two too late. So they gotta hammer down a nice trade package for Porzingis this summer, because it's obvious those two guys are not going to be able to mesh well together and win a championship together. So I don't know. We might see Dame. I mean, because Dame can play off the ball.
Dame, yep. Bradley Beal could be a fit there.
Yep, Bradley Beal. Anybody that can
anybody
that can play off the ball will really flourish with Luka Doncic, because he's going to have.
But nobody's going to want Porzingis, man.
I know, man. It's like trying to give away a couch at a yard sale, bro. Like the neighborhood yard sale. Like, hey, I got a lady.
Free. Just take it away. I'll load her onto your truck.
Bro, my next door neighbor, nice lady, got a beautiful couch set right now in her driveway, and it's like nobody wants it. And I feel like
nobody,
a lot of teams are going to do that for Porzingis because his value has dropped, man.
Like, big time. I'll give you my final Ben Simmons wacky trait. I can see Ben Simmons landing in Toronto. I don't know if they're going to keep Masai. I don't know if you've heard anything on him. But if I'm a team, I trade for Ben Simmons. I jam him at the five, and I try something radical. I know he's not going to want to play the five, but how many good centers are in the league? Seriously. There's like maybe five?
Yo, this is going to
sound. I mean, we just saw Rudy Gobert in Utah. They won the regular season. Big whooping. Big deal. What are they doing in the playoffs?
Hey, Jason,
like Rudy Gobert had like, what? Yeah.
It doesn't sound crazy at all. By you saying you would put Giannis at, I mean, not Giannis. You saying you would put Ben Simmons at the five in Toronto?
At the five.
That's not crazy at all, because that's the problem. These players coming to the NBA, and whether it's the scouts, the college scouts, the NBA scouts, different scouts, they are giving these kids positions when they're in AAU, when they're in middle school, they're in high school. Like I said earlier about Ben Simmons having the ball in his hands in AAU, just because he played point guard in high school does not mean he's a point guard. Even that 1 year at LSU, You can do that in the SEC and college basketball because you're a physical freak. But when you get to the NBA, bro, like, you're going to get exposed when you're playing out of position. That's all that's happening with Ben. If you, like you said, if you stick him at the four and he maybe can play some point forward, like an Anthony Mason type guy, where Anthony Mason played the four, but he had the ball in his hands facilitating sometimes. You have to put him in that role, but you can't make him your primary ball handler. He can't be your Luka Doncic, your LeBron.
Yeah.
And I think when Ben Simmons first came in, everybody saw his physical dimensions. He's 6'9", he's chiseled, he's muscular, he's athletic. So a lot of cornball scouts immediately did what? He's the next LeBron James. He's the next LeBron James. Like, we got to stop that. Like, you saw the remarks the last couple of weeks they've made. I forgot who said it. I think it was Stephen A. Stephen A came out on national TV and said, Devin Booker is the next Kobe Bryant.
Oh, gosh. Come
like,
on,
we've got to stop doing that because you're putting pressure on who? Devin Booker, bro. He's not Kobe Bryant. And just like Ben Simmons is not LeBron James, we got to respect his skill set for what it is and try to find, like you said, a situation. Golden State Warriors might be a possibility. You never know.
I still think that's in play, yeah. I mean, if you make Ben – I don't want to say you turn him into Clint Capella, right? But if you've got Ben Simmons as your five and all he's doing is setting screens, and I know you want to sag off him because he can't shoot. Well, guess what? If he's setting screens for a great shooter, then that guy's going to get tons of open looks because you're not hugging up Ben Simmons. I mean, someone's got to get creative because – I mean, Cuffs, you know this. If you don't have a major star in this league, you're not winning. I would try something outside the box, something radical. And guess what? The Warriors did that with the small ball, and it brought them greatness. Everybody else copied it, and now you got to try something new, right?
I could see Simmons on the Raptors. I definitely could see him on Golden State because they would be the one team that's unorthodox and think outside the box that would put him at the four and the five in like a Draymond Green role.
Yeah.
And we can see him flourish in that situation. But at the end of the day, man, I am rooting for Ben Simmons, man, because he is so young and he got a lot more time. And I hate when we write guys off because guess what? We did. Yeah. We saw everybody do that to Reggie Jackson, Jason. We saw it.
Yeah.
They wrote Reggie Jackson off, man. And Reggie Jackson looking like he going to get $100 million this summer, man.
Yeah. People forget we're not paying for what the guy was. We're paying for what we think they can be. And I mean, I think you got to pay Reggie Jackson given what he can be now as a better player. But anyways, Cuffs, we've gone long. Sorry to chew up so much of your time. Great stuff as always on the NBA. Enjoy your conversations with KD and Dame and LeBron, and congrats on your rise in media, man.
I appreciate it, man. Thanks for having me on, man. It's always a good time.
El todo sea por un beso deal. ¿Ya soñabas con llegar a McDonald's, ordenar tus McNuggets y tu Big Mac de siempre? Con extra pepinillos, extra salsa especial, extra cebolla, porque tú eres así, extra. Pero luego recuerdas que estás en una cuarta cita y quizá ordenar cebollas extra no sea la mejor movida. Hay un meal para cada cita en McDonald's. Ordena por anticipado por el app de McDonald's y llévate dos de tus favoritos, como McNuggets de 10 piezas y una Big Mac por solo $6. Precios y participación pueden variar, producto individual a precio regular.
Mama, what does the chicken say? Dog. Cat. Giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.